Good afternoon. You're listening to Fall à la Primidi on the CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here live in the studio, and today I've curated a fall playlist, my fall 2023 collection, purely based off aesthetic album covers slash homage to my 2016 Tumblr era. So this is Am I Blue by Connie Francis. And we've got my friends today in the studio. We're going to talk about fall theme things. Maybe do a deep dive into my Tumblr from 2016. Arctic Monkeys were just here, so talk about a bit about that, but enjoy the song. And I'm going to start my Tumblr live stream now, so if you're listening, join my Tumblr live, baileyadams.tumblr.com. If each plan with your man done fell through, there was a time when I wasn't what it only was. Was I gay to today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Was I the fall themed things I thought we could talk about today on Fall à la Primidi. If you tuned in to listen to saxophone, I'm sorry, but it's not saxophone à la Primidi. It's Fall à la Primidi. One thing I guess I could say is one of my favorite fall bands that I'll always listen to only in the fall is Timber Timber, and they have one song called Hot Dreams. And it has an amazing saxophone outro, but it's not on this playlist, so. And just quick scroll. Yeah, there's no other songs with saxophone on here. This next song is by Vashti Bunyan. Fall girlies, no. Well, you're not a fall girly. Natalie's here, and I don't know.
I'm a spring girly, okay, but I think fair. Vashti Bunyan, like, kind of does both.
Okay, yes, yes.
So I'm still a fan, okay, and I still appreciate it.
What do you think about this album cover? I thought this song was kind of, like, this song is pretty, like, relaxed and chill, but I thought the album cover was so perfect. It's this deer, this white deer on, like, a black background.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think it fits the aesthetic. So the Connie Francis album is like a sepia-filtered Bonnie and Clyde old-timey pick, and then the title of the album is in like a little purple emblem thingy. And then this album is a really pretty deer drawing. And yeah, all of the albums are kind of like black and white, purple-ish themed, which is very reminiscent of my Tumblr in 2016. Do you have Tumblr? Do y'all have Tumblr? Did you have
I
Tumblr?
I used to.
In what year?
Like, I was a little tiny bit late, but not too late. It was like, it was grade 7 for me, so I think that was like 2013, 14.
Oh.
Like, I wasn't an OG, but I was still, like, in it.
No, that's pretty good.
That's
let me see.
Too.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Y'all.
It's active right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm going to find your Tumblr. Please. Okay, it's my mission in life now. Like, this is one of my, like, side quests, is to find your Tumblr
really
blog.
Embarrassing. Like, barely. I don't do anything on it.
You gotta.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say.
I don't do anything on it, but it's like one of those really embarrassing, like cringy, like from my early K-pop fan days.
Ooh, yeah. You have a K-pop blog.
I mean, no? I didn't post anything. I just liked stuff.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just liked and reblogged stuff. That was about it.
No, yeah, I just reblogged stuff. Honestly, I had like a little Tumblr fame era. So that's why I'm
like
my ego is huge.
To, like, see it back, because I'm just like, whoa, this is when like EXO was really active.
And oh my god, I want to play EXO.
That was what got me into K-pop. Like in grade like 8, I got obsessed with EXO, and then
I mean, I don't want to say now because they didn't flop. They are still active. Their company messed up.
Their company,
because they are still active. They're just like doing a few solo stuff right now. Since
but didn't one of the members who left turn out to be like
a criminal? Yes. He's in jail.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. Like, okay, one of the OG members, Chris Wu, he just got his prison sentence for, like, what, 10 years? 8 years? 10 years? Because he, like,
trigger warning.
But, like, sexually assaulted a minor.
Oh my god.
Was found to, when he was...
Flop.
Extreme flop. I was like, damn, this is rough.
What about Kai from EXO? He was my stan, obviously.
Oh, Kai's doing great.
No, I saw a TikTok of him the other day.
EP, like, he's really good.
Is it fall vibes or no? Should I play it? Or?
I can give you some fall K-pop songs, but EXO doesn't really do.
Yeah, I feel like they're not really fall vibes.
They have incredible Christmas music. EXO is top tier.
Don't mention Christmas, or people are gonna.
Mariah Carey's of K-pop. Oh, yeah. I will stand 10 toes down on that. Mariah Carey's of K-pop. EXO for Christmas music. I will come back when we do a Christmas show and play the whole Christmas album because y'all gotta listen to this. They are
amazing. Okay, I started my Tumblr blog in February 2013.
Nobody doesn't listen to K-pop anymore. No one does that anymore.
Maybe this is the year.
Maybe it's time for y'all to come back to the basics.
I had two accounts. I had one account that was just like aesthetic. Like, I was very much an aesthetic girly at the time.
Yes.
So it was all like monochromatic, glasses of water, like.
Wow.
What
aesthetic is that?
Toned. Whites and grays.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That kind
You're like vaporwave. Not vaporwave,
dried
but.
Dried flowers, like water in general. I don't know what it was.
Mine is like, this is mine. It's like video game. I like reblogged Raven a lot from Teen Titans.
Loved her.
Pokemon. I didn't even watch Breaking Bad, honestly. I'm such a fake fan. I was such a fake fan on Tumblr. I, like, reblogged so many things that I wasn't actually in the fandom. Like, Black Sabbath. I'd always reblog their, like, album thing. So I was like, this is hard as fuck. But...
I want to find mine now. Time to get distracted.
No, yeah. Oh, I used to always reblog the Zelda end credits. Maybe I'll, play a little... Oop. Also, right now, one of my favorite fall themes is... Fall songs is also playing. It's Alisund by Sun Kil Moon. I hope that's how you say it, but I just listen to this every fall. I honestly listen to the same thing every single fall, so oh, what a throwback. Did y'all ever play The Legend of Zelda? Did you play I'm gonna come out with something here. I had a crush on someone in, like, junior high who was obsessed with The Legend of Zelda, and I lied and said that I was a huge fan of the game, because technically I was a fan of the aesthetic, because I'd reblog it on Tumblr all the time, but I'd never actually played the game. But then my friend pulled through and let me play the games on her GameCube, so I became a real fan, but I was a fake fan. All right, anyways, moving forward with the kind of classical guitar type theme, which is my favorite thing. I love to listen to like Baroque or like lute guitar in the fall. One of my favorite covers, or not cover, this isn't a cover. One of my favorite acoustic versions of a song is Mac DeMarco's Without Me. And he plays this live for Indie 88 Sessions.
Okay, here we go.
Really good fall
Mac DeMarco here, sitting on a rock in the woods somewhere in Ontario. And I'm going to play a song called Without Me. So here we go.
We'll see. Love me again. tomorrow. I don't know. Don't think so. That's fine. Fine by me. As long as long as I know she's happy. Happy. Without me. Oh, no, 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 no. Without me. Without me, no, 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 without me, will she find love again tomorrow? I don't know.
Good fall song, if you are a, I guess, 2014 Tumblr girly, is First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes. Did y'all ever listen to that? No? Natalie, you didn't. Do you want to?
Wait, I missed.
Do you want to come out and say your Tumblr description live on there? Just kidding.
Okay, you can say it.
No, wait, I don't remember. That was it was a lot.
Let me
All right, I'm so excited to do this. Wait, is, okay.
This is
a deep, deep cut. Wow, your Tumblr aesthetic is so good. Follow hot-mess-apatamia on...
No, don't.
Sorry. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Never mind. I take it back. I'm gonna go bleep that out later. Okay. Just a typical. It's okay, Natalie. No one listens to my show. Okay. Just a typical turducken who eats spaghetti to forgetty their regretty. Aesthetic blog. Wow. Oh wow! You reblogged a lot of the What do you call it? The like conversational.
Yeah,
things.
Stranger Things related.
Oh,
that was the very last. Like I got back on it for like an hour, and I think those were my last.
You need to start reblogging more. I'm trying to start a Tumblr revolution. And by the way, this song is Salvia Plath by, I don't think I can say the band name actually, but is uploaded by Space Queen 7 years ago. One of my favorite Tumblr songs. But I'm trying to start a Tumblr revolution where, like, everyone should just delete their Instagrams and communicate solely on Tumblr.
I will be doing that.
Everyone's response is like, I am not doing that.
I think I can deprive the people of how hot I look.
You can post selfies on Tumblr.
I will do that.
Okay, well, this is the OG Tumblr fall song, I would say.
So you think you know.
No, Obama.
So, Arctic Monkeys were just in Vancouver, And I would say Arctic Monkeys had 2016 Tumblr in a chokehold. When did this album come out? AM. Okay, AM came out in 2013. That's so crazy. This album brings back, like, strong memories for me. Which is crazy because I didn't think it was that long ago, but I guess it was. But anyways, Arctic Monkeys were just here in Vancouver the other day. I didn't go to the concert, but I was rollerblading next door. I messaged them for an interview. They didn't respond, so Alex Turner, what the heck? But everyone was dressed in their most authentic, I guess, 2013 to 2016 Tumblr fits. It was amazing. I felt like I had been transported back. But this is I Wanna Be Yours. I don't think this is the best song. I think the best song from AM for me was Knee Socks. Or Are You Mine? Which I reblogged a lot on Tumblr. Which also has a special cover for, I think, the single that is a purple and black theme, actually, because I would specifically reblog that one on Tumblr. But this is I Wanna Be Yours by Tumblr. Secrets I have held in my heart are harder to hide than I thought. Maybe I just wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. 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 Wanna be your vacuum cleaner, breathing in the dirt. Wanna be your fourth cartooner. I'll never run. I just wanna be yours. I just wanna be yours. I just wanna be yours. And this is, I guess, one of my newer favorite fall theme songs by Puzzle, Love is a Place to Hide. I've been listening to this all summer, but I think it also works for the fall. And currently, I'm still scrolling through my 2016 Tumblr, trying to find this old album cover of Arctic Monkeys' Are You Mine that was purple, but I can't find it. But I found a reblog of Do I Wanna Know, which is pretty angsty. I think I had an angst blog, that was what it was called. I was, like, also pastel goth for a minute, which was one of my favorite Also, do y'all remember when Same Love by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis came out?
We don't talk about Macklemore. I have so many Macklemore reblogs on my Tumblr. Why? I don't know.
Anyways, what shall I play next from my fall theme? Oh, I put Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. Of course, had to have that on here. But actually, this is very Tumblr, but my favorite version of this song is actually Miley Cyrus's cover of it on Tiny Desk 2 years ago. So I'm going to attempt to mix that into Mazzy Star. And you're listening to Fall à la Primitive. Listening to Saxophone à la Primitive. Sorry, Fall à la Primitive. You can, sorry. Oh, no. You're not on the mic, so it's okay. Well, it might pick up. Wait, what were you going to say though? I'm curious. Unless you don't want it to be live. Yeah, no, I've never been like, I want to go back to high school.
And I had all the pimples on my face.
No, I don't.
And everybody hated me. I'm like, why would I do that?
I dyed my hair completely. Literally, my hair was like destroyed. It was orange because I tried to go blonde. And it was like this short too. Spice. And I literally, I'm my Ice Spice era. Okay, I have this meme that I reblogged on Tumblr. It's this, I don't know if y'all will remember this meme, but it was when, it was like that picture of the Joker in the hospital gown when he's like interviewing Harvey, and it's the meme format of the top text and bottom text, and it's like, and everyone loses their minds, like that meme, if you, I don't know if you remember, but the one I reblogged was, and this was like, I think this is after my mom got mad at me and told me I needed to stop eating nachos and playing Skyrim. Yeah. Because I would literally, and maybe this is like low-key like autism, but like I would eat nachos every single day and play Skyrim, and because I had to, like that was my routine. Like I had to come home, make a plate of nachos and play Skyrim. And if I didn't do that, like I could not. But I reblogged on Tumblr in 2016, watch TV all day and no one bats an eye, play video games for 2 hours and everyone loses their minds. And it's a picture of the Joker. And if that's not
so
cringe,
funny.
Then oh, I don't know. Ooh, this is like, this is a really hard scroll, not gonna lie. I also reblogged a lot of the Green Goblin. Like, I was a villain. I was a villain. I was.
A young villain dressed in pink.
Literally. I'm like.
Which hasn't changed, actually.
I know. Like, a lot of Batman stuff. I was obsessed with Batman, though. But, okay, what's the next aesthetic song? I already played Sylvia Plath. Okay, Remember Sports, little indie vibe. I know Vancouver loves a little indie vibe, so. I can make you feel alright while we're driving through the night. Didn't think that you'd be lonely too. I could tell you what to say, but other things get in the way. Okay, I have actually a really angsty song to play for, I should call this Angst a la Primidi, because yes, it's fall vibes, but looking back, it was pretty angsty. I have Human Sadness by Julian Casablancas and the Voids. And this was pretty Tumblr core also. Did y'all ever listen to this? Did y'all ever, like, were y'all ever into the Strokes and like the Julian Casablancas era?
I was into the Strokes, sort of.
Okay.
Because I was in Vancouver, like, it was more like...
With the song in the back. You can't hear it, but... Yeah, what is Vancouver? Oh my gosh. Wait, honestly, because I wanted that so bad as a Calgarian. Yeah, Calgary could never really hop on that bandwagon fully. We were too, like, grimy. I don't know how to describe it. Because we're, like, we had no ocean. We had no beach. So imagine, like, literally parking lots and, like, Mickey's. That was, like, that's the Calgary vibe. Y'all don't mess with that? Really, does it? It's like good memories for me. That, like, maybe that. Oh my gosh. Oh, tongue tied. Ooh. Okay, wait, I'm turning this mic on. So, are you on your Tumblr still? Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, I never had Spotify. Actually, I had Spotify for a minute. I wonder what would happen if I logged into my old account. This song is so depressing, but it's so good. Can y'all hear the song? Or is it just me? Yeah, I don't know. When this came out, I kind of... I listen to The Strokes. I never really listened to The Voids, though. Their first... Oh, my God. What? Father... Wait, say that again.
That was so big. Father John Misty was so, like, indie.
I don't even know who Father John Misty is. Father John Misty. Oh, my God. Wow, that's kind of like giving the same vibes as your Tumblr description.
Yeah, no wonder. Like, that's where I go. The
rhymes. Alright. I have to play a clip of The Smiths. Because it is Fall on the Primity. This is Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Smiths. And, yep. And another shout out, I guess, to the old days Tumblr, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. That movie had 2016 Tumblr girlies in a chokehold, I guess, also. Did y'all watch it? You didn't watch it? Did you watch it now? Perks of Being a Wallflower? That was Logan Lerman's like big break, I feel like.
I would always tune in when it was on.
Okay. That song, that's when like, was Dexy's Midnight Runners, when Come On Aline had its like resurgence, and then also The Smiths, that's when they kind of became popular with Tumblr girlies, I would say. But this is a good fall vibe. I feel like you can't deny it. Okay, I have another Joker meme that I reposted. This was posted at 1:02 a.m. in 2013, and the top text is Yahoo buys Tumblr. And the bottom text is, everyone loses their minds. So I guess I was pretty political on Tumblr, actually. I was fully throughout the entire, like, Tumblr freak out when Yahoo bought Tumblr. I don't fucking know. I think it went Yahoo and then Twitter. Like, Twitter took over Yahoo or something also. Maybe, I don't know, I'm probably remembering it wrong, to be honest. Honestly, it probably did. It literally, wait, should I see if it still exists? Yeah, well, no, my grandparents still, no, yeah, it still exists, yeah. It's a red flag when people have Yahoo emails. Sorry. Oh, really? Okay, no, if you, okay, it's still if you're old. But a younger person? It's weird. Nice. Yeah, my mom also made my Facebook. Crazy. You're listening to Shared Trauma by Pierce the Veil from their newest album, The Jaws of Life, which I actually took a long time to listen to because the album cover... I don't know, when I make playlists, sometimes I get a little bit crazy, and if the album cover doesn't fit the aesthetic, I, like, physically cannot put it in the playlist, which is messed up because sometimes some of my favorite songs. But The Jaws of Life is actually a really good album. But I would say the album cover is lacking a little bit, sorry to say. But Pierce the Veil is, like, one of my favorite bands, especially from my OG Tumblr days, so... Thank you.
close the door.
Probably one of the most popular 2016 Tumblr reblogs. Next to call me on my regular phone and sorry to this. Well, maybe I can try. 604. Oh, I don't want to put the number, but let's see if I can. Hello? Caller? Hello? Oh, I can never get this to work. I don't even know who I'm calling right now, y'all. Okay, whatever. The phone call thing was kind of aesthetic anyways. New Doja Cat album. Y'all fuck with it? Y'all listened? Agoura Hills?
Wow. This is a loaded question.
Okay, let's hear it. Wait, your mic's not on, but Natalie just said this is a loaded question.
The first two, all of the singles that came out, except the really recent one, Hot Garb, in my personal opinion.
Wait, which one? Demons and
Paint the Town
Attention?
Red.
Oh.
Oh, she a rebel.
Sorry.
Honestly, okay, this is, and I'll say this. I'm going to say this live on air. Natalie. I feel like Doja was kind of lacking on the bars. I feel like I was kind of cringing. No. It's fair to say. Okay, I will say I did listen. I couldn't like wake up in the morning without listening to that song for a hot minute. I like needed to hear the sample to like fully like start my day. I know. I know. But I did get sick of it very easily, the song. And like now when I listen to it, I'm kind of like, it's mid. Paint the Town Red. Doja Cat. But I think she's just over it, honestly. I think she just made the album. Like, I think Demons was, like, the truth that she needed to speak. And other than that, I feel like she's just over it. Based on, like, her Twitter before the album came out. I don't know.
Yeah. See, I was a big Doja Cat fan for a long time. Her situation with her boyfriend and blocking
Oh god.
People trying to say that he was
a weirdo.
Yeah.
A weirdo.
How do you say but yeah, exactly. So that was, I honestly don't even care about any of the stuff that she said, like, oh, like cash grab, blah blah, like you guys don't even know me, like all of that. I'm like, honestly, base, let's go. That one little thing was not based.
Yeah, no. That boyfriend thing was not.
Well, okay, so Doja Cat is literally like an incel.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she is. We've been knew she was a troll from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I love it because low key I can like kind of relate, I guess. Yeah, like no, with all the Joker shit on my Tumblr.
Honestly, there's black people who aren't that great. Actually, yeah. There needs to be more representation.
No, but for real.
Not, great, and, like, not all of us can be great. To be very honest. Not all of us
literally,
can be great.
Literally. No, me with like another
shout
Joker
out
thing
shout
I posted. Literally. I have another one. I posted this.
Oh my god, please,
you
need to stop.
Like, what? But I don't think, I was never really, because my parents never let me have a computer, so I wasn't fully an incel.
That's probably why
That's the best
me going crazy.
If you had unrestricted internet access, you wouldn't be here. Like,
could you imagine?
No, you wouldn't.
Thank you, Lord. No, but, I did have internet access, though. Like, we did have, like, a shared desktop computer, and I guess that's where I was blogging from. Where was I blogging from? My phone, I guess. My iPhone.
Hmm. Not where were you blogging from.
No, but I did have... literally.
The high school bathroom's like...
No, for real.
Yeah, during lunchtime.
The bathroom stall at lunchtime. Wait, did y'all... Okay, honesty hour here.
Post-bullying.
Did y'all ever eat lunch in the bathroom?
No.
I never
really?
Ate in the bathroom, but I sat in the bathroom.
Okay.
Just the idea of food in the bathroom, I couldn't really do. But
okay,
I
yeah.
I would, like, eat, and then I would go sit there for the rest of lunch.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I have eaten in the bathroom a couple of times. I will say so myself. I will admit to that. I did go to the bathroom stall, but it wasn't, like, that I didn't have anyone to sit with. I had to be alone.
Yeah.
No, but also sometimes, like, I had, like, one friend, and sometimes, like, she wouldn't come, and I'd be like, I'm gonna sit in the bathroom stall. Laugh. It's funny. Y'all are, like, looking at me, like...
No,
You wouldn't have tell me anything about your life. I'm just like, damn.
No, Abina, like, yeah. Is real.
So
like,
you're like...
Okay, I went to Victoria for my undergrad. That was a crazy choice. I will say that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I went to UVic for my undergrad. And my parents, like...
The more Bailey lore you hear, the more concerned you
the
get.
The crazier it gets.
Like, I think this is why you never left your Joker
Victoria?
Era.
Yeah, like, I'm concerned.
This is why you never left your Joker era. Like, this is exactly why.
It was crazy, too. And if you know any, like, more lore about Victoria, I lived in Oak Bay for a minute. Yeah. Okay, what else is on my Tumblr? Actually, no, for real, it is.
Like, if you need to visualize,
there needs to be a study done.
That's what it is.
For real.
Diabolical.
It's actually scary.
No, it is. It's been weird. But Tumblr, I feel like, was saved me. You know, it was an outlet for me.
Let's ignore the Joker stuff, but like,
yeah, the Joker stuff was a little weird.
Don't look at the Tumblr itself, though, but like, aw.
But back to Doja Cat.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I like that she's using the ballet core aesthetic. I feel like that should be used by more black women. But again,
we need more quirky black girls.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
feel
like that's why it's hard to, like, we don't want to let go of her. But it's
yeah,
hard to just
it's.
Miss her.
I know. Like,
we
I have to love her.
Black. Like,
yeah.
The world doesn't want to let us be silly.
Literally.
Ever.
So I'm like,
But I will say that was actually one of my qualms with the album is because I've loved Doja Cat for a long time and I love how she is silly, but I don't know, I feel like she came out at least with the singles with this whole like, I'm really rapping now. And it's like some of her worst rap.
kind of like the really rapping.
On Doja and Cat. She'll start every verse with the like, yeah, like she's really about to spit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then she's silly. And then she's and like, I would never silly in my
theater. But at the same time though, people have also said they have qualms with how it just sounds. Not that different from what she's already done.
Yeah.
Even though she built it up to be like, this is gonna be a new.
Literally,
era.
I was so I was like, she's gonna expose everything
from whatever I've done before. And I just listened. I listened to the full album. I listened to the full thing. I like back.
I haven't listened to the full thing.
And I was like, I'm not seeing a huge difference. Like, I like that you kept the same sound, but if only you hadn't hyped it up the way you
Lana's
did.
Lana's joining the conversation. Lana has entered the chat.
I've entered. Exactly.
I do like three songs. I have three songs from that album on repeat. I really love, I love Gun. Gun is
me
really
too,
great.
That's
okay,
right.
I love Agora Hills. Like, I've been playing that.
I like
I've been
that
down
one.
So bad. I've been down so bad. Agora Hills has been like, I try to forget it. That's about a weird white man. I forget that it's about
is
a weird
it?
White man. It is about her weird white man. But like, if you ignore that, Agora Hills is so yum. Like,
should I play it?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, no.
You know, we should stick. Let's stick to the fall.
No, not that. That's not fall vibe.
Wait, Lana, what's your opinion on
the
Doja Cat?
On what?
On the new Doja Cat.
That one's like slightly deranged, but
which one?
Like,
which
what?
One?
I didn't do like what? No, she gave me that. She like what?
Okay.
Like,
wow, same pick.
No, exactly. Apart from that, everything else is like okay, not bad.
My thing is, I really like the choruses on a lot of them, and then the verse would get a little shaky for me.
Okay.
On a lot of them, but a lot of them, I was like, oh, this hook is really it's really hooking right
no,
now.
No, it was hooking. Like when she said, I got the drip like wet vagina, I was like, you know what?
Grammy worthy.
Literally. Like that's
your Pulitzer worthy.
I got the drip like wet vagina. Like, yes, ma'am.
Some of you.
Yeah.
Is that a French vanilla?
No, it's a double dose.
Oh, okay. Shout out to. Oh, you didn't get the
shout out to
pumpkin spice.
It's
not.
Like,
I said it. I texted. No, did you see my text? I
no.
said it was good. It's not though.
It's not.
No, it is. It is. It is. But imagine like if Tim Hortons tried to do a pumpkin spice latte. That's what
it
is.
Like a very, no. I keep going there for like a specific reason. Like that double double tea kind of eats. But now I want to try the double double regular coffee. I want to see how that tastes. But yeah, no Doja Cat.
No, you never had a double double coffee?
No.
Oh my god.
I don't really go to Tim's.
Shit
like that.
Is fucking. I shouldn't be swearing
what,
midday.
What is the like, what's getting doubled?
Double cream, double sugar, baby. It's
ooh,
so good.
It's good.
That is addicting. That double doubles are more addicting than, like, coffee. It's caffeine itself.
No.
It's something about the sugar. Why are you looking at me like that, Lana?
Because I'm fantasizing.
The double double?
Right
the first sip of a double double is a feeling I will never forget.
Gosh. Okay, I'm going to go get it and then give y'all my review.
Please.
I'm going to get
next
it.
Next week. Live Abina's review will be played on this show.
Abina's
stay tuned.
Of the double double.
Come tell us live or take a recording.
A Tim Hortons bestseller. Next step, getting permanent residency. Y'all, can you hear this, Trudeau? Can you hear me, Trudeau?
Yo,
like,
Trudeau.
Permanent residency today. Like, give this to me now.
Okay, I think we're gonna play one more song. I didn't get to play any Lana Del Rey's. Isn't that messed up? But
no, it's fine,
here's
actually.
One messed up thing about my Tumblr time in 2016. I didn't listen to any Lana Del Rey. Like,
you were already this messed up. That's crazy. Like,
no, but I'm like, could you
no,
imagine
Lana,
if I did?
No. Like, that's like saying no drugs. Like, it's like no drugs. I did this all sober. Like, that's crazy. I did this. That's like you saying I did all of this sober. I didn't
know for real.
You made a Joker vlog with no Lana involved.
Completely.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah. So, but.
Really on a different strain. Like, really on a different strain.
We've got Rosalind from Bon Iver. I was an original fan of them before Twilight. Okay, no, just kidding. I'm gonna do like a quick.
I was born
Lana
before
Del Rey.
I'm actually older than Bon Iver.
I'm literally. Who's Bon?
Who's Bon? but okay, actually. One of the reasons why I
bon
love
Yves.
Bon Iver.
Something.
The way I
yeah.
No. Like, I was like, what is he called that? Like good drunk.
Bon Ivresse.
Okay, I need to play this before
why is he called that?
Jeff's radio show, but y'all No, Zaloopers. I've been playing Zaloopers every week on my radio show, and Kiana's got my like hookup now to.
That would have been crazy.
That hurts. Party though, so it was fine. And honestly, fine. I didn't really care that I missed him because I was another really good party.
Okay. No, you were though. But dang, you missed him in Tokyo.
Yeah, no, it was fine because like the actual party that like he was a part of, it was like just part of like Tokyo Party Collective, and I got the T-shirt after.
Are you serious?
I got.
I need to see that.
And I'm matching stickers to go with it. Because I went to, like, Guess Originals Japan. They were like, no, we're selling this for this, like, party collective. And I was like, oh, can you give me a shirt? They were like, yeah, sure. And you want a free sticker to go with it? I was like, oh, perfect.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. I love Tokyo.
But, okay, so last song on Fall a la Primiti. Thanks for tuning in if you listened. Next week, Saxophone a la Primiti. Or maybe another Fall a la Primiti. I'm kind of, like, feeling this vibe. I'm just going to start playing, like, 2016 Tumblr throwbacks. But
all the bad memories that go
yeah, like, that's reliving, my reliving the depression.
Traumatizing.
This is a full-on case study.
Well, yeah, that's what November is for. Even it's not even.
No. Being like Bella sitting in that chair.
Literally, there's a possibility. No, for real, that's what
reliving.
Fall. That's what winter in Vancouver is like. It's so rainy. Like,
yeah,
I'm getting out of here for November. Cycle. November, I can't do
you
it.
You just relive the same
every day. Every day.
You live every day.
Every day I wake up.
Every day I wake up.
Every day I wish I did it. Like,
literally. Okay. Well, this is Snowing from Zaloopers featuring Neck. And if there's anyone who's gonna sample Roslyn by Bon Iver, it's gonna be Zaloopers in 2020 from the Bruiser Brigade. So, but thanks for listening to Fall a la Primiti.
When niggas mess up around the crib, I worry about no COVID.
Jeff's
I worry about
show.
The whole clip. You Me worry about some whole shit. Always in my business, stick your nose in. I was jumping in that water, I couldn't just stick my toes in. Just go with the motion, I gotta keep composure. You know my cup running over. And you just started to notice, I let the crystal snow. And don't ask me where I'm going. I let the kids start snowing, don't ask me where I'm going, cause you just started noticing. I let the kids start snowing, don't ask me where I'm going, don't ask me where I'm going. Don't ask me where I'm going, I'm trying to bring the dough in. You said that you love me, baby, what's your motive? Not losing control again. All on my own, rolling potent, sipping potion. Not too far from home, still don't feel like where home is. You show me your favorite, and I'll show you who my clone is. I don't need no press kit, I get clips for the leverage. Soul glow, twin necklace, drive my car reckless. In the middle of a fucking panoramic, I'ma see my people through the pandemic. See my people, they like, why you down? Trip, cause to us, you the man, nigga. So tired of...
Do y'all remember the okay text post?
No, it falls in our stars.